This is Joe Garagiola, along with George Kell, welcoming you to the sixth game of the 1962 World Series. This afternoon, the sixth game of the 1962 World Series, and it'll be Whitey Ford against Billy Pierce. And I'm sure that comes as no news to anybody, because you talk about stories being filed out of San Francisco during the rain we had here. Everybody kept wondering whether there'd be a psychological edge, whether the pitching changes would stay the same, would they change? But here they are this afternoon, and just as both managers stated, Whitey Ford for the Yankees and Billy Pierce for the San Francisco Giants on a beautiful afternoon here in San Francisco. The sun is out very bright here. The temperature, around 65. I expect it to go into the middle 70s as the afternoon goes on, and it should be a beautiful day for baseball here at Candlestick Park. Neither ball club took batting practice. Both ball clubs took infield practice, and those outfielders really paying attention to the skip of the ball off the infield and the outfield grass. Bear in mind that the infield grass has been cut, but it is slow. Still a bit damp. The dirt part of the infield is in great shape. The outfield is still a bit soggy, and behind home plate and near both dugouts is still a bit wet. But the field is in good condition. And this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. At any rate, it is the sixth game, something that we were beginning to doubt. And George, when I look at Whitey Ford warming up and Billy Pierce warming up, by golly, it is the sixth game. And I know yesterday you were wondering whether we'd ever get it off the ground.
It looked that way at one time out here in San Francisco, but we're ready to go today.
And Billy Pierce continues to warm up, as does Whitey Ford, and both pitchers have faced each other all during their careers. In this series, this will be the third start for Whitey Ford. And when you talk to Whitey about scouting reports, he said all he wants to know is whether high ball or low ball hitters. And he certainly has his own book on these Giants, because he has pitched against them twice already in this series. For Billy Pierce, it's the second game in the series for him. Billy has pitched against the Yankees many, many times, and he mixes them up, moves the ball around. If he's got good control, he'll be pitching down. And here are the lineups. For the New York Yankees, leading off, it'll be Tony Kubek at shortstop. Kubek, shortstop. Batting second, it'll be the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Richardson at second base. Batting third, it's the left fielder, Tom Tresh. Tresh in left field. Batting fourth, it's the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Mantle in center field. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Maris in right field. Elston Howard. Bat sixth, the catcher. Batting seventh, Moose Garron, the first baseman. And batting eighth, it's the third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Boyer at third base. And batting ninth, it's the pitcher, Whitey Ford. Ford is the pitcher. There go the Giants on the field. And lining up for the Giants, it'll be Harvey Keene to lead it off in left field. Batting second, it's Chuck Hiller at second base. Batting third, the right fielder, Philippe Allou. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Mays in center field. Batting fifth, Orlando Cepeda at first base. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Davenport at third base. Batting seventh, it's the catcher, Ed Bailey. Bailey, the catcher. Batting eighth, Jose Pagan, the shortstop. And batting ninth, it's Billy Pierce, the pitcher. Billy Pierce against Whitey Ford. Billy Pierce just making his way from the Giant dugout is stopped midway by his catcher, Ed Bailey. They go over some last-minute signs. Whitey Ford continues to warm up to the left of home plate as we look out on the field. Ford continues to throw. Pierce will be warming up from the mound. Two left-handers. In this, the sixth game, the Yankees leading the series 3-2. Could be all over if the Yankees win it. The Giants have to win to tie it and force the all-important seventh game tomorrow. High skies, a beautiful sun shining, and George, you'd never believe it after the rain we had here to get a day like today, but here it is, and two fine left-handers, Billy Pierce and Whitey Ford.
It's a beautiful baseball afternoon, as you said, and well, we're ready to go. Tony Kubek will step in to lead off for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson, then Tommy Tresh, the left fielder. Whitey Ford against Billy Pierce here today, a couple of veteran left-handers in the sixth ball game. Pierce gets ready, and here's the first pitch of the game. A high fly ball down the left field line. It's curving foul. Pagan going over, but it's going to be out of play. This one back in the crowd. Kubek has a .286 batting average. Tony's been to the plate 21 times. He has six hits. No home runs, no runs batted in. Left-hander against a left-hander. Jimmy Davenport, the third baseman, is right in on the edge of the infield grass. So Pater's in a couple of steps at first base. Giants play Kubek a little bit to left field. Keen over near the line. Billy Pierce looking in. Here's the pitch to Tony. Curveball, it's inside. One ball, one strike. Tony Kubek, the leadoff man for the Yankees, waiting on Pierce. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings and hits a bouncing ball slowly to second. Hiller has it. Here's the flip to first. He's out. Kubek goes out. Second to first. That's one away. And the batter will be the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Bobby's a right-handed batter. He has a 190 batting average. Four hits and 21 trips in this series. A lot of people predicting a high-scoring ball game here today. Seems to be the trend after a lot of off days. Here's the pitch to Bobby. Ball, it's outside. A slow curve off the corner. One ball and a strike. Pierce into the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and pops it up. It's going to be out of play. This one coming back into the crowd. One ball, one strike. Another capacity house here in Candlestick Park. Boy, tickets were just not available here in San Francisco. Everybody looking for tickets. You might have thought with a delay there would be some tickets available, but no, sir. Not in San Francisco. Here's the pitch. Bobby swings and hits a fly ball into shallow center field. Willie Mays racing in. Pagan going out, and Pagan makes the catch.
George, Pagan and Ernie Bowman, a utility infielder, collided in the workout at Modesto yesterday, and Pagan has a bit of a bad wrist. He couldn't follow through, and he's kind of limping as he comes back now, and I understand Ernie Bowman had a couple teeth loosened in the collision.
I notice he has a bandage on his left forearm, down around the wrist. Tommy Trash, the batter, switch batter, batting right-handed against Pierce. Tommy has a 400 batting average. Takes a curve down low. One ball and no strikes. Tommy has 8 hits and 20 trips to the plate. We're in the first inning, in case you joined us late. 2 outs with no one on. Pierce into the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike, he got a fastball over. 1-1 to Trash. It was a dramatic 3-run homer by Trash in Yankee Stadium last Wednesday. That gave the Yankees the 3-2 edge in this series. Here's a curve outside. Ball 2 and strike 1.
So far, Pierce's pattern has certainly changed, that he's thrown a lot of big, wide-breaking curveballs, contrary to what he has said all along and the way he pitched out here in his first game.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Down low, he got the fastball below the knees. He has not thrown many fastballs here today. In the first game he pitched against the Yankees, he threw a lot of fastballs. But Billy, here in the first inning, as Joe told you, has been throwing a lot of big, wide curves. It's a 3-1 count to Tommy Trash. Pierce into the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got the fastball over. 3-2 to Tommy. Mickey Mantle is waiting in the on-deck circle. The Yankees trying to get something going here in the first inning. A 3-2 pitch. He swings and hits a bouncing ball to deep short. Pagan with a long throw. He is out by a step. Close play, but he got it. No hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first inning. The Yankees nothing with the Giants coming to bat. Well, no scores. We go into the bottom of the first inning. The Yankees going out in order. Kubek bounced to second. Bobby Richardson popped to the shortstop. And Tom Trash grounded to the shortstop. For the Giants, it'll be Harvey Keene leading off. He'll be followed by Chuck Hiller and then Philippe Alou. Keene is looking for his first hit in the World Series. He's been to the plate 8 times.
George, in the background, I could hear the Giant fight song. It looks like all ball clubs are coming up with one. The Pittsburgh club with the Bucks going all the way, and now the Giants have one. Bye-bye, Birdie. I don't know. It's getting to be where you're going to need a music instructor along with a hitting coach.
There's the first pitch to Keene. He hits a ground ball. It's speared by Boyer. Here's the throw to first. He's out. Keene hit that one like a bullet. A low liner that hit in front of Boyer, to the left of him. Made a nice pickup, flipped it over to Bill Scowen in time to get his man. That's one away, and the batter will be the second baseman, Chuck Eller. Chuck's a left-handed batter with a .278 batting average. He has 5 hits in this series and 18 trips. One was a grand slam homer. Ford delivers a fastball outside. 1-2. Left-hander against a left-hander here in the bottom of the first inning. Whitey gets ready. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball hit to the wire. Boyer, Kubek will have a long throw to first base. He is safe on a close play. Kubek went into the hole and got the ground ball. Made the quick throw to Skowron, but not in time. It'll be an infield single for Hiller. The runner at first base with one out. And the batter will be Philippe Alou. Alou's a right-handed batter. He has a .278 batting average. 5 hits and 18 trips. Same as Chuck Hiller. Whitey checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. This one's coming back in the crowd. 1 to Alou.
Pretty good tip-off on the respect that the Giants have for Whitey Ford's control is that nobody is waiting for anything. Keene jumped on the first one, so did Hiller, and now here's Alou swinging at it.
Philippe Alou standing in. A 1-strike count. Whitey checks his runner. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He got a low fastball by him. 2 to Philippe. We're in the first inning. In case you joined us late, there's no score in the ballgame. The Giants have a runner at first base with one out. Chuck Hiller beating out an infield single to deep short. Alou is taking a little time. He lost his helmet as he swung and missed at the last pitch. Puts it back on and gets in. The Yankees deep and around to the left for the big fella. Whitey gets set. Here's the pitch. A ground ball to Boyer. Gets off his glove. Rolls over to Kubek. Everybody's going to be safe. A ground ball to the left of Boyer that skipped off his glove. Rolled over to the shortstop, Kubek. Too late to make a play at second. Will be an error charged against Boyer. So the Giants are threatening here in the first inning. They have runners at first and second. One out, and the batter is Willie Mays. Willie has a .238 batting average in this series. 5 hits and 21 trips. Here's the first pitch. A ground ball hit to the shortstop. Might be a double play. Over to second. Back to first. They got the double play. Willie Mays hits into a fast double play. Short to second to first. No runs, one hit, one error, one man left. And the score at the end of one full inning of play. The Giants nothing and the Yankees nothing. Well, Willie Mays ending a threat for the Giants here in the first inning as he slammed a hard ground ball straight to Kubek.
George, Mays, as we've talked about during the series, really hits Whitey Ford. In fact, of the 5 hits that he has in his series, 4 of them have come against Whitey, but in the jam, Ford was up to it and gotten to hit the breaking ball on a perfect room service ground ball where they could turn it over for the double play.
And as you pointed out, Joe, with the rest of the batters, Willie jumping on the first pitch. The Giants coming right off of that bench swinging here in the first inning. There might be a reason for it. We'll wait and see.
You know that Ford is not going to walk too many. They're going to have to go out and get him. And Alvin Darkey's turned on that green light, I guess, from the time they got up this morning.
Well, Mickey Mantle will lead off for the Yankees in the second inning. Here's Billy Pierce's first pitch. Ball. He got the fastball up high. 1-0. Mickey's batting average, .111. He has 2 hits and 18 trips in this series. Pierce into the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike. He got the fastball over. This one around the knees. 1-1 to Mickey. He'll be followed by Roger Maris and then Elston Howard. No score in the second inning. The pitch to Mantle. Outside. Fastball just off the corner. Ball 2 and strike 1. Pierce threw a lot of curves in the first inning. He has thrown nothing but fastballs here to Mickey Mantle. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He swings and hits a liner to center. Mays going back, and he's there and makes the catch. Deep center field. Mickey Mantle hit that one nearly 400 feet away into deep center. A line drive. Mays moving back to make the catch.
George, both that Mays and Mantle have made some pretty good big league outs. They've hit that ball hard in straight center field. Mays hit a couple in Yankee Stadium, and that ball that Mantle just hit was hit right on the nose, but in a big part of the ballpark here. It's 4-10 in center field, a long ways from home plate.
There's Roger Maris, a left-handed batter against Billy Pierce. A curveball, it's in there, one strike. Billy coming in with a big roundhouse curve to Roger Maris. Roger's batting average posted at 188. He has three hits and 16 trips. Pierce gets ready. Here's the pitch. Another curve. He hits it on the ground to the second baseman, Hiller. The throw to first and plenty of time to get Maris. That's two down. And the batter will be the catcher, Elston Howard. Ellie's a right-handed batter. He has three hits in this series and 14 trips, or a 214 batting average. We're in the top of the second inning. There's two outs with no one on. There's no score in the ballgame. Pierce into the windup. The pitch to Howard. Strike. He got a fastball over. The Giants play Elston deep and around to the left. He has a lot of power into right center field, but he'll pull nearly everything. Here's the one strike pitch. Down low. Got the fastball over, but too low. One ball, one strike. Pierce against Whitey Ford here today in the sixth ball game. The 1-1 pitch. Outside, just off the corner with a fastball. Ball two and strike one. The sixth ball game, as everybody knows by now, delayed 3 days because of rain. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Trying to get it underway, but we're ready to go here today on a beautiful baseball afternoon. Pierce gets ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Elston pops it up on the infield. Cepeda at first base is waiting on it. Makes the catch in fair territory. Just inside the line. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half of the second inning. The Yankees nothing, the Giants nothing. Orlando Cepeda will be the leadoff man for the Giants in the second inning. He'll be followed by Jim Davenport and then Ed Bailey. It's a scoreless ball game as we go into the bottom of the second. Cepeda is a big right-hander. He's looking for his first hit in this series. Ford delivers a fastball. He swings and misses. One strike. Orlando has been to the plate 12 times. Here's the one strike pitch. Slow curve hit on the ground to the shortstop. It bounces into left field. Cepeda makes a big turn, but he's got to hold on at first base. A low liner that Kubek was all set to field. It took a bad hop and bounced high over his head into left field. And Cepeda gets his first World Series hit. Well, the Giants with a runner at first base and no one out. The batter will be Jim Davenport. Jimmy's a right-handed batter. He has a 133 batting average. Ford delivers a curve down low. One ball or no strike. Davenport has been to the plate 15 official times with two hits. A runner at first base with no one out here in the second inning. Ford delivers outside, a fastball off the corner. Ball two and no strike. Kubek was all set to field the ground ball off the bat of Cepeda on the first hop, and it skipped high into the air. He had no chance to field it. Here's a quick throw to first base. Orlando back in time. Jimmy Davenport choking the bat, waiting on Whitey Ford. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside. Fastball high and away. 3-0 to Davenport. Jimmy's out of the box right now, checking with Whitey Lockman at third base. More than likely, the take sign will be on for this 3-0 pitch, but we'll have to wait and see. Whitey gets set. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got the fastball right down the middle. Davenport was taking all the way. It's a ball three and a strike one count.
Cepeda appears to be confused at first base, George.
Here's the pitch. Strike. He threw the curveball on the 3-1 pitch.
Cepeda at first base was checking with the first base coach Larry Jansen on the 3-1, and he's talking to him now as he just didn't get the sign from Lockman on the 3-1. A lot of times, Dark likes to run him.
Ford gets set. Here's a 3-2 pitch. A ground ball that is fouled on the third baseline. Lockman knocks it down. Cepeda was on his way on the 3-2 pitch.
It's a simple thing as far as the sign is concerned. To get it from your third base coach, if you're not sure, many times the first base coach will simply give you a wink, which means go ahead. And right now, Cepeda's checking with Jansen. He wants to make sure he was running on the last pitch. You can see a key situation has already arisen where it could be a strikeout and throw him out.
Whitey gets set again. The pitch to Davenport. A high puck fly. This may be out of play. Scarron is chasing it over near the seats. He can't get it. It's from back in the crowd. Still 3-2 to Davenport. Cepeda once again moving on the pitch. Jimmy has good bat control. Gets a piece of the ball. He doesn't strike out much. So Al Dark playing a little hit and run baseball here on the 3-2 pitch.
Of course, with that Whitey Ford move, George, it's not too much of a lead as far as Cepeda is concerned, because Whitey has a real good move to first base, and Orlando has to make sure he's coming towards the plate before he breaks, so he's not getting a very good jump at all.
They could still make the double play on a hard-hit ground ball. Ford ready again. Here's the pitch. Here's a liner down the left field line. It is a foul ball into the Giant bullpen. Davenport lined the ball hard down the left field line. It curved into the bullpen. Still 3-2 to Davenport as he's making Whitey Ford pitch here in the second inning. There's no score in the ball game. The Giants have a runner at first base with no one out. Whitey taking a little time, rubbing up a new baseball right now. Checks his sign. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Now the throw to second. Cepeda's going back to first. He's safe at first base.
It worked to Cepeda's advantage not to have a good jump, because he was only about a step and a half off first base. And when he saw Davenport miss, Howard, of course, couldn't take any chances. He threw to second base, and Orlando, only being about four steps from first base, got back easily.
Whitey defeated himself, as you say, Joe, by holding him so close that Cepeda, seeing he had no chance when Davenport swung and missed, raced back to first. Now, Howard, of course, could not take a chance. He didn't know whether he was going down or going to stop, and he fired to second to head him off. Here's Ed Bailey, the catcher. He had a left-handed batter. The pitch is in there, a curveball. One strike to Bailey. Ed's been to the plate 9 times. He has one hit. 111 batting average. Whitey Ford looking in. Checks his runner at first base. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Another curveball. Strike 2 to Bailey. Orlando Cepeda opened this inning with a bad hop single to left, and Davenport then struck out.
With a two-strike count on Bailey, Scarron has dropped behind the runner, because Bailey, a big pull hitter, they don't want to give him that big gap, although Richardson is really protecting that hole. But Scarron has dropped back with a two-strike count on Bailey.
Ford gets set again. Here's the pitch. A curve outside. He tried to get Bailey to swing at a bad pitch, a curve breaking down and away. One ball, two strikes. A scoreless ball game. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Giants have 2 hits. The Yankees have none. Ford taking a little time as he looks in. Checks his runner at first. Here's the pitch. A ground ball foul down the first baseline. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes to Ed Bailey. Jose Pagan, the shortstop, waiting in the on-deck circle. The Yankees deep and pulled around to the right for the pull hitting Ed Bailey. Tom Haller was listed as the catcher a couple of days ago, but Dark said he wanted to go with Bailey because he had caught Pierce more this season than anybody else. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball. It's high and inside. That'll even the count at 2-2.
A lot of advantages to that. Dark really believes in it. Sanford and Haller are the perfect battery on this ball club, because Haller always is catching Sanford. And here's Bailey and Pierce.
Whitey Ford ready again. There goes the runner. A swing and a miss. Here's the throw to second base. He is out. It's a double play. Bailey struck out, and Cepeda has thrown out Howard to the shortstop. No runs on one hit. There were no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of two, the Giants nothing, the Yankees nothing.
You know, talking about giving signs at first base, there are many ways. One of them, as I said, was the wink. Another way, and of course, a lot of things can backfire on you. Another way is to use the last name of the ball player. We had a kid over in Pittsburgh. We used the last name for the sake of simplification, used the name Jones. Whenever he heard his last name, he was to take off. Got on first, and the coach said, "Come on, Jones, be ready," which, of course, was the sign. The kid called time, walked over to the coach, and said, "Oh, come on, we've been together all year. You know me well enough to call me by my first name."
There's Bill Scarron to lead off for the Yankees. He takes a fastball outside. One ball or no strikes. Bill's a right-handed batter with a .273 batting average in this series. He's had three hits and 11 trips. The Moose right down on the end of the bat, waiting on Billy Pierce. Billy taking a little time right now, takes his cap off, mops his brow. Boy, it's beautiful weather here in San Francisco this afternoon. Not a cloud in the sky. The pitch. Scarron hits a grounder to third. It is foul, just outside the line. Davenport racing across the line, lets it roll into the Giant bullpen.
George, I don't know if it's just me, but I never saw so much tape in a World Series they have here. You watch that Manlin Scarron get ready, look like a mummy act, and Howard and Pagan. Everybody all taped up for this series.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. Scarron checked his swing. The ball hit his bat and comes back. I tell you, if they'd have delayed this game about three more days, you might have had to tape me up. I was going to jump out that window. Those four walls were getting a little confining. Here's the pitch to Scarron, and he swings and hits a drive into deep center. Mays going back, back. He's deep near the fence. He's got it right against the fence. Bill Scarron out on a fly ball into deep center field. Willie Mays going right back to the warning track to get it. That's one out, and the batter will be Cleet Boyer, the third baseman. Cleet's been to the plate 16 times. He has four hits for a .250 batting average. The umpires today, Charlie Berry is behind the plate, Stan Landis at first base, Jim Honachick at second base, and Al Barlick, the umpire, at third. Soar and Burkhardt on the lines. Here's a strike to Boyer. Fastball right in there. Soar is down the right field line, Ken Burkhardt down the left field line. A pitch to Cleet. He swings and pops it up. Here's the catcher, Ed Bailey, coming back behind the plate. He has the room on it, makes the catch. Cletus Boyer fouls to the catcher. That's two down, and the batter will be the pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pierce has retired eight straight batters here today. There's Whitey coming on, a left-handed batter. Davenport moving in close to third base. The pitch to Ford. Ball, it's down low. One ball or no strikes. We're in the top of the third inning. There's two outs with no one on, no score in the game. Here's a curve, and it's in there. One ball, one strike to Ford. Giants threatened in the first inning. They had two on with one out, but failed to score. Strike two. He caught the outside corner with this one. One ball and two strikes. Billy Pierce is throwing much harder now than he did in the first couple of innings. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. He gets the fastball over, and Ford is called out on strike. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left, and the score at the end of the first half of the third inning. The Giants nothing and the Yankees nothing. Jose Pagan will be the leadoff man for the Giants in the third inning. He'll be followed by Billy Pierce and then Harvey Keene. Pagan, a right-handed batter. This fellow's been to the plate 14 times. He has seven hits for a .500 batting average. Here's the first pitch. Strike. He caught the inside corner with a curve. Boyer is in close at third base. This fellow likes to bunt. He's a fast base runner. All the infield in a step or so. Whitey into the windup. Here's the pitch. Inside. He broke the curve in tight. One ball and one strike. Tommy Tresh leads both teams in hits with eight. Pagan is second with seven. Hey! Ward, get ready. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A ground ball that is fouled down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. Charlie Berry, stepping out from behind the plate, fires a new baseball out to Ford. The Giants have had two hits. Chuck Hiller beat out an infield single in the first inning. Cepeda got a bad hop single in the second inning. The Yankees are looking for their first hit. Here's the pitch to Pagan. A ground ball to third. Boyer has it. Here's the throw to first base. He's out. Good play by Boyer, who went to his right, made a backhand pickup. So Pagan is out 5-3 if you're keeping score, and the batter will be Billy Pierce. Here's Billy coming on. Nice round of applause. This fella has never lost a ball game in Candlestick Park. He had a record this year of 12 wins and no defeats.
I thought Dark's answer to one of the questions was a good one when he used exactly what you just said, George. He asked him about maybe making a change. He said, I got to see Billy Pierce lose before I make a change.
Here's the first pitch. He swings and bounces it foul down the first baseline. Larry Jansen picks it up. A one-strike count. Pierce hits pretty much like Ford. They're both pretty good hitters. They slap the ball around a lot, up the middle and into left field. Billy batting with one out and no one on in the third inning. Here's the one-strike pitch. A ground ball hits slowly to the second baseman. Richardson has it. The throw to first. He's out. Billy Pierce goes out, second to first. Well, that's two down, and the batter will be Harvey Keene. Harv is looking for his first World Series hit. He almost got it leading off in the first inning for the Giants as he slammed one to the left of Boyer, who made a good play on him. Harvey's a right-handed batter. Practically no wind at all here today. The pitch to Keene. Strike. He got a fastball in around the letters. One strike to Harv. Yankees play him straight away, not too deep. Ford ready. The pitch. Curveball. It's too low. Whitey pulled the string on that when he got Keene out in front, but Harv held up. One ball, one strike. Two outs with no one on in the bottom of the third. There's no score in the ball game. A pitch to Keene. Outside. Fastball off the corner. Ball two and strike one. Elston Howard taking a little time as he rubs up the ball before he throws it back to Whitey. No runs on two hits for the Giants. No runs, no hits for the Yankees. Yankees have one error in the game. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Down low. That's the fastball low and in. 3-1 to Keene. Right now, he's checking with Whitey Lockman at third base. Whitey Ford looking in. Goes into the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike two. He cut the inside corner with a fastball. Keene had started to first base. Charlie Berry went up with the right hand. So it's a full count to Harv. 3-2 with two outs. Ford ready. Here's the pitch. A ground foul. This one rolling over to the Yankee dugout. Still 3-2. Another capacity house here in Candlestick Park. A lot of standees beyond the fence in right field. Ford with a new baseball, taking a little time as he rubs it up. Checks his sign with Elston Howard. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Keene hits a high fly ball behind short. Kubek is drifting back, waiting on it, shading his eyes from the sun, and makes the catch. Kubek was having a little trouble with the sun for a moment. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of three, the Giants nothing, the Yankees nothing.
Game six of the World Series of 1962.
Well, at the end of three on the scoreboard, no runs, no hits, one error. For the Yankees, no runs, two hits, and no errors for the Giants. George Kell and Joe Garagiola back at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. The sixth game of the 1962 World Series. Here's Tony Kubek to lead off. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson, then Tommy Trash. Billy Pierce gets ready, and here's the first pitch. Fastball, he bounces it foul behind the plate. One strike. Tony's 0 for 1. He bounced to the shortstop back in the first inning. Tony right down on the end of the bat, waiting. Here's the pitch. Outside. This pitch low and away. One ball, one strike. Giants still shading Kubek a little bit to left field. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it back. So it's going to be in the crowd. One ball, two strikes. Well, Billy Pierce and Whitey Ford were announced as the starting pitchers in game number 6 last Friday. The rains moved in, and they are still the pitchers here today. No change at all. There had been a lot of speculation there might be, but no change by the two managers. Pierce gets ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve, it's inside. This one pushed him back. That'll even the count at 2-2 to Kubek. Bobby Richardson waiting in the on-deck circle. Pierce into the windup. The pitch outside. A curve breaking down and away. 3-2 to Kubek. A scoreless ball game. We're in the top of the fourth inning. A must ball game for the Giants. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He swings and bounces it foul. This one off to the right. Still 3-2 to Tony. Both teams left this area yesterday, traveled some 90 miles away, took infield practice, batting practice, each team working out about an hour. Kubek waiting. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He swings and hits a slow bouncer wide at third. Davenport has it to throw to first. He is out. Good play by Jimmy Davenport, who went wide at third base, came up with a ground ball, had to throw off balance to Cepeda, and he got his man by a step.
George, I think the accuracy of the throws by the infielders has really been amazing, because that infield, although it's pretty dry, is not completely dry, and you can bet that there is a wet spot or two on that baseball when they pick it up after the ground ball.
Got to be, Joe, after it leaves that wet grass on the infield, but we've had some great throws today. Bobby Richardson, the batter, takes a fastball down low. One ball or no strikes. The Yankees are looking for their first base runner against Billy Pierce. Veteran left-hander gets ready. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and hits a bouncer foul down the third baseline. One ball, one strike. Bobby popped to the shortstop his first time.
In case you're wondering, the background here at Candlestick is real good. The Yankees and some of the Giants complained about the background in Yankee Stadium because there were people in center field, but here there's a big, high, green wall or background. Real good.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. A ground ball to third. Davenport has it on the big hop. The throw to first, he's out. Bobby Richardson goes out, third to first. That's two down, and the batter will be Tommy Thresh. Tommy's 0 for 1. He bounced to Pagan his first time. Tommy's a switch hitter. He's batting right-handed against Billy Pierce. Billy into the windup. The first pitch. Strike, he got a fastball over. A one-strike count. We're in the top of the fourth inning. There's two outs with no one on. There's no score in the ballgame. Here's the pitch to Thresh. He swings and hits a fly ball into shallow center. Hiller going out, calling for it. He's got it to side to side. Tommy Thresh pops to the second base. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half of the fourth inning. The Giants nothing and the Yankees nothing. Now we move along into the bottom of the fourth inning. There's no score in the ball game. No runs on two hits for the Giants. No runs on no hits for the Yankees. One error in the ball game. That was made by Boyer, third base. Chuck Hiller, the second baseman, will lead off for the Giants. He'll be followed by Philippe Alou and then Willie Mays. Chuck had an infield single his first time at bat. Left-handed batter facing Whitey Ford. Here's the pitch. Curveball, it's too high. One ball, no strikes. Whitey looking in to get the sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Here's a drive into left field. Thresh coming in. He's there, makes the catch. Hiller sliced one down the left field line. Tom was playing over that way. Moved in quickly and near the line to make the catch. That's one out, and the batter will be Philippe Alou. Lou was safe on an error his first time. He slammed the ground ball to the left of Boyer, and it got away from him. That was back in the first inning. Philippe right down on the end of the bat. Ford delivers. Here's a fly ball foul down the left field line. This one's going back in the crowd. One strike to Lou. And a letter from a fan wanting to know the relation of Philippe and Matty Lou. Well, they're brothers. Two mighty fine ball players playing on the same ball club. A one strike count to Philippe. He's batting with one out and no one on here in the fourth inning.
There's another one, too, George, that these Giants are counting on very heavily. Quite possible there'll be three Alou brothers in the major leagues next year.
Here's the one-strike pitch. Fastball is down low. One ball, one strike. Is he an outfielder, too?
His name is Hazu, outfielder.
How about that for an outfield? Alou, Alou, and Alou.
Sound like three lawyers just went broke.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. A ground ball hit wide. A third, Boyer can't get it. He got his glove on it, but he couldn't hold it. Alou hit one to the left of Boyer, who dived for the ball. He got his glove on it and couldn't hold it. It'll be an infield single for Philippe Alou. So the Giants pick up their third hit. They have a runner at first base with one out, and the batter will be Willie Mays. Willie's 0-for-1. He slammed into a double play his first time at bat. Crowd coming alive as Mays moves into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. A ground ball that's fouled on the third baseline. One strike to Willie. All three Giant hits have been of the scratch variety. Hiller beat out an infield single to deep short. Cepeda's single took a bad hop over the head of Kubek. And this ground ball skipping off the glove of Boyer at third base. Willie Mays, the batter. Ford delivers. Ball, it's down low. Curve breaking down and in. One ball, one strike. Alou at first base with one out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's no score. Boy, Mays right down on the end of the bat, waiting on Whitey Ford. He has a phenomenal record hitting against Ford. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ball. He checked his swing on a low curve. Ball two and strike one. Whitey trying to get Willie to go for the low inside curveball and beat it into the dirt as he did in the first inning when he got him to bounce into a double play with two on and one out. Willie checking his swing this time. He's waiting for that good pitch. Whitey checks his runner. Here it is. Down low, another curve breaking down and in. 3-1 to Mays.
Trying to hit him right on the fist, but Willie won't go for it. All breaking balls down and in. Willie's been laying off.
Whitey taking a little time right now, rubbing up the baseball. He'll check his runner very closely at first base to see if Alou is moving on this 3-1 pitch. Philippe taking a lead. Here's the pitch. Outside, he walks him. Willie Mays throws a walk. So the Giants are threatening here in the fourth inning. They have runners at first and second with one out, and the batter will be Orlando Cepeda. Orlando had a single his first time at bat. He slammed a hard grounder straight at Kubek. The curve breaking in. One ball and a strike. Got the first batter here in the fourth inning. Hiller on a fly to left. Gave up a single to Alou and a walk to Willie Mays. The pitch to Cepeda. He swings and hits it foul down the third baseline. One ball, one strike. Whitey is throwing a lot of curves here today, especially with men on bases. He's trying to get the Giants to beat it into the dirt. Cepeda, a big, strong, right-handed batter. Whitey Ford checks his runners. Makes a quick throw. It's into center field. It'll be a wild throw. He's going to get a run in. Alou is coming in to score. And Willie Mays goes to third base.
Yankees' favorite pickoff play has just backfired as Ford whirled a throw to second. He evidently did not pick up Bobby Richardson. He tried to stop his throw. It slipped out of his hand and went into right center field. Alou scored all the way from second, and Willie Mays moved to third base. So the Giants are out in front, 1-0. They have a runner at third base, one out. The infield moving in close now for a play at the plate. Here's the pitch to Cepeda. Ball, it's in tight. Ball two and strike one. Whitey Ford has had great success throughout his career with the pickoff plays, but this one backfired. He's checking the runner at third base. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. The low curve ball, a quick throw down to third by Elston Howard.
He missed his target by a good 20 feet, and it's kind of surprising, George, that he'd try it with less than two outs because what just happened, Willie picking up the big base, the fly ball will pick up another run. With two outs, it would still take a base hit, but less than two outs, the fly ball, a big play for these Giants if they can get it.
Whitey gets ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. There's a drive into deep right center field. Mass going way back in. He can't get it. All the way to the fence. Cepeda will go into second with a double. We'll get another run in. Orlando Cepeda getting his second hit. A drive up the middle into right center between Maris and Mantle all the way to the fence. Willie Mays coming in to score, and the Giants lead it by a score of 2-0. They still have a runner at second base with one out, and the batter will be Jim Davenport. Jim was a strikeout victim his first time at bat. Here's the pitch. A drive through the middle into center field. They get a run in. Here's Cepeda around third coming in to score. And Davenport has drilled one through the middle to center field. Lead it by a score of 3-0. Starting some action in the bullpen for the Yankees, Jim Coates, a right-hander, Bud Daly, a left-hander, throwing. Davenport picking up his first run batted into the series. The Giants leading 3-0. A runner at first base, still one out, and the batter is Ed Bailey. Ready, ready. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss on a slow curveball. One strike to Bailey. Whitey Ford looking in. Here's the pitch. A high fly ball down the third baseline. I believe it's going to be out of play back in the crowd. Boyer chasing it has no chance to get it. Giants have picked up three runs here in the bottom of the fourth to take a 3-0 lead over the Yankees. Three hits, a walk, and an error. Getting the runs in. The pitch to Bailey. Swings, did he? Nope. To Charlie Berry. He checked it and gone. A curveball breaking down and away. Bailey checked his swing just in time. One ball, two strikes. Looking in to get the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. He got the slider over the outside corner, and Bailey is called out on strikes. It's two down, and the batter will be Jose Pagan. This crowd has really come alive here at Candlestick Park. The Giants have broken this scoreless deadlock, picking up three big runs here in the fourth inning. They still have a runner at first base with two outs. Pagan bounced to third base his first time. He hits one hard to the shortstop. Kubek up with it, throws to second, he's out. The Giants pick up three runs in the inning, three runs on three hits, one error, one man left, and the score at the end of four full innings of play, the Giants 3 and the Yankees nothing. Well, at the end of four, the Giants have three runs on five hits and no errors. The Yankees have no runs, no hits, and they've committed two big errors. Mickey Mantle will be the leadoff man.
In case you're wondering whether Billy Pierce knows he's got a no-hitter going, I'm sure that somebody on that Yankee bench has provided that little service, because they don't let those things get by, anything to rattle them.
Mickey flied deep to center field his first time. Here's a high fly ball into center field. May's moving back a few steps. Now he's coming in. He's got it with one away. That one was hit a mile high in the straightaway center field. One down, and the batter will be Roger Maris. Rog bounced to the second baseman his first time. We're in the fifth inning. There's one out with no one on. The Giants lead 3-0. All the scoring coming in the fourth inning. A pitch to Maris. Curveball. It's in there. One strike. Once again, the Giants have gone into the shift. They have three infielders on the right side. Here's the pitch. Ball in tight. 1-1 to Raj. Maris out of the box for just a moment. Billy Pierce quickly gets ready. Here's the pitch. Strike two. He blazed the fastball over. One ball and two strikes. Raj might have been looking for the curve as Billy slipped the fast one right down the middle. Here's the pitch. A curve ball. He fouls it back in the crowd. One ball, two strikes. Billy with a new baseball getting ready. The 1-2 pitch. A curve is hit deep into right field. This ball is well hit. It is going. It is gone. A home run for Roger Maris. A towering fly ball into deep right field. Alou took one look at it, then turned back to the infield. The first home run in this series for Roger Maris. It is his fifth run batted in. Now a 3-1 ball game, the Giants leading, and the batter will be Elston Howard. Ellie popped to the first baseman his first time. Big right-handed batter. Now Pierce wants to start all over again with the signs. Just ready. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He got the fastball by him. One strike to Howard. The Giants picked up three in the fourth inning. The Yankees have picked up one here in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Howard is inside. One ball, one strike. One out with no one on in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low. Ball two and strike one.
One of the problems that a catcher has with Billy Pierce is to slow him down. He has a tendency to really work fast, and you can see Bailey trying to slow him down a bit, although Billy is intent on getting that ball and firing.
He might be giving the slow signs, Joe, and we're going to get some action, it looks like, in the Giant bullpen right now. Billy O'Dell, for one, getting up, and I believe Don Larson is the other one. Now Don getting up. Pierce gets ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A ground ball hits the third. Davenport, the back of the bag with a long throw to first. It's a wild throw. Gets past the beta, and Howard will go all the way down to second. Davenport had a long throw to make. He was back of the bag near the line at third base. Made a wild throw to first. It got past the beta, went all the way to the stands, and Elston Howard moves down to second base. It'll be an error charged against Jimmy Davenport. It's a runner at third, at second base with one out. And the batter will be Bill Scarron. Bill's 0-1. He flied to center field his first time at bat. Action in the Giant bullpen. A left-hander, Billy O'Dell, and a right-hander, Don Larson, throwing. Billy Pierce looking in. Checks his sign with Bailey. The pitch to Scarron. Here's a pop fly in the shallow left center. Mays racing in fast. Keene coming in, and Mays makes the catch. Scarron hit that one down on the handle of the bat. Fly ball in the shallow left center. Willie Mays racing in to take care of it. That's two down, and the batter will be Cleet Boyer.
And Bailey going out to talk to Pierce. He was looking over towards his bench to see just exactly how they want to play it. The Giants are leading by two. This is the time running to play Boyer, but first base is open. And it'll be one of those cases of making him hit your ball. You're not going to put him on, but you're not going to give him a real good ball to hit either with the pitcher coming up next.
And with the pitcher coming up next, Joe, we're getting some action in the bullpen for the Yankees, so it could be, if Boyer gets on, we'll have a pinch batter for Whitey Ford. Jim Coates beginning to throw. Pierce gets set. Here's the pitch to Boyer. He swings and hits a bouncer foul down the third baseline. One strike.
If nothing else, Coates getting up in that bullpen is a quick counter move by Hauk because it'll force the Giants to pitch to Boyer, whereas with nobody up there, you more or less kind of pitch around him.
Pierce ready again. A one-strike pitch. Outside. Fastball down and away. One ball, one strike. The Giants are leading 3-1. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Elston Howard is down at second base with two outs. Now Pierce steps off just as he was ready to go. Looking back at second base, he doesn't want Howard to get that big lead on him. Billy gets back on the rubber. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball, it's outside. Ball two and strike one. Mantle opened this inning with a fly ball to center field. Roger Maris then hit a home run over the right field fence. Howard was safe on an error by Davenport. Scourin flied to center. Here's the pitch to Boyer. Down low. 3-1 to Cleet. Billy Pierce being mighty careful.
Looks like they're going to put him on, George. Bailey is putting out four fingers in the first base, so Alvin Dark is not going to let him hit a cripple 3-1. He's going to put him on. It'll force a move by Hauk.
Here's the pitch. It's outside, and Boyer goes to first base, and that means that Whitey Ford will be the batter. And he's coming out of the dugout.
He tried to force the move by Coates. We mentioned it when Coates got up there, that they would let Boyer hit. Dark didn't go for it, and Hauk is staying with his starting pitcher, Whitey Ford.
As you said, Joe, he was trying to bluff Dark into pitching to Boyer, hoping he'd think he was coming out for a pinch batter, but Dark didn't go for it.
It's like holding a pair of deuces in a poker game, George.
Here's the pitch to Whitey. Ball, it's down low. One ball or no strikes. Two on with two outs here in the fifth inning. The Giants lead 3-1. Whitey Ford, the batter, chokes the bat. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and bounces it foul over to the Giant dugout. One ball, one strike.
I doubt if Howard will be able to score on a base hit to left or left center because Keene really guarding that line shallow and Willie Mays looks like an extra infielder out there, very shallow in center field.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. A high pop fly on the infield. Hiller at second base is calling for it. He's got it. The side retired. Whitey Ford pops to the second baseman. The Yankees pick up one run on one hit, one error in the inning, two men left, and the score at the end of the first half, the fifth inning, the Giants 3 and the Yankees 1. Billy Pierce will lead off for the Giants in the bottom of the fifth, followed by Harvey Keene and then Chuck Hiller. A 3-1 ball game, the Giants in front. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit slowly to the shortstop. He'll have to hurry to throw to first. He's out on a close play. Billy Pierce goes out, short to first. It's one away, and the batter will be Harvey Keene. Harvey has bounced to third and popped to the shortstop in two trips. Harv still looking for his first hit in this World Series. Ford into the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got a fastball over. Harvey bluffed a bunt toward third. He's trying to get Boyer in closer. Cleet is in a step or two from his normal position. Here's the 1-strike pitch. Change of pace. It's outside. One ball, one strike. Giants have out-hit the Yankees 5-1. They've outscored them 3-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside, a fastball that pushed him back. Ball two and strike one. The sixth game of the 1962 World Series. A must ball game for the Giants. Here's the 2-1 pitch. A liner to left. Harvey Keene gets his first hit as he slammed a low liner between third and short in the left field. It's hit number 6 off Whitey Ford. Well, the Giants with a runner at first base. One out, and the batter will be Chuck Hiller. Chuck got an infield single in the first inning. In the fourth inning, he flied to left field. Ford gets ready. The pitch. Ball, it's down low. Pops out of the mitt of Howard. No chance for Keene to move up. One ball or no strikes. The Giants lead by 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ford checks his runner. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a liner in the shallow center field. It's going to drop in. Harvey Keene around second on his way to third. He'll go in standing up. Chuck Hiller dropped a soft line drive in the shallow center field. Harvey Keene racing all the way to third base. So the Giants have runners at first and third. Only one out, and the batter will be Philippe Alou. Alou, safe on an error his first time at bat. Got an infield single in the fourth inning, so he's 1-for-2. And once again, the Yankee bullpen comes alive. Colts and Daly starting the throw. Here's the pitch to Alou. Ball, it's in the dirt. Nice pickup by Elston Howard. One ball, no strike. Well, the Yankees on the infield are playing Boyer in close at third base. Scowen holding against the runner. Richardson and Kubek are playing back for the double play ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A ground ball hit deep to short. It's into left field. Alou hit a ground ball just out of the reach of Kubek. Harvey Keene coming in to score. Hiller stops at second base. Well, 3 straight hits here in the fifth inning. The Giants have picked up another run. They now lead 4-1. The batter is Willie Mays. Willie bounced into a double play in the first inning, and he walked in the fourth. Here's the pitch. A high pop fly outside of first base. Bill Scourin coming over. He has plenty of room. Makes the catch. Willie Mays fouls to the first baseman. That's 2 down, and the batter will be Cepeda. Orlando's had a single and a double here in 2 trips. The Giants have runners at first and second with 2 outs. They've picked up a run here in the fifth. They now lead the Yankees 4-1. Cepeda right down on the end of the bat, waiting on Whitey Ford. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's down low. One ball and no strikes. Giants started the scoring in this ball game in the fourth inning when they picked up 3. Yankees got 1 in the top of this inning on a home run by Maris. And the Giants have picked up 1 run here in the bottom half. Here's another curve down low. It's 2-0 to Cepeda. Action in the Yankee bullpen. A left-hander, Bud Daly, and a right-hander, Jim Coates, doing the throwing. Ford gets set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball inside. He checked his swing. 3-0 to Orlando.
Better be a little careful in his 3-0 pitch. Lockman going through some signs. Cepeda really looking at him, and Dark has had him hitting an awful lot, 3-0, throughout the whole series. And Cepeda can certainly reach those fences.
We'll see. Here it is. Strike. He threw the curveball, 3-0. Whitey Ford taking no chances on Cepeda, jumping on a fastball. A ball 3 and a strike 1 count. Whitey gets set. Here's the pitch. He swings and lines at the center field. He'll get a run in. Orlando Cepeda lined one up the middle in the center field. Hiller coming in to score. Alou moves around to third base. The Giants now lead 5-1. As Cepeda has broken out here today, he has not had a hit in this series. Until today, he now has three. Well, Ralph Houck is moving out to the mound right now. Well, Ralph Houck has made the call to the bullpen, Joe, and I believe it's going to be the right-hander, Jim Coates.
Hard-throwing Jim Coates is coming in to face Jim Davenport. Big difference in this ballgame today so far has been the bat of Orlando Cepeda. The Yankees have been able to stop him up until today, but the big guy has broken loose. He had a single to left field in the second inning. Nothing happened when he was out trying to steal. And then he had a double and scored in the fourth inning. He has just driven in his second run. That double has been a run. He has just driven in his second run here. And that's a big RBI for Orlando Cepeda. Especially the two-out RBI, which is what he has just gotten here. Whitey Ford leads, gets a nice hand, and the Giants lead by the score of 5-1. George, you often wonder, we talked about it yesterday, about what effect it's going to have, the off days. Now, here's Orlando Cepeda with a couple days off, and he is really roaring back, and it has to be a tremendous lift to these Giants because they've been doing it with little Pagan leading the pack. Two hitters as far as base hits and leading in the World Series, Tresh with 8 and Pagan with 7, and now Cepeda has come up with 3 base hits, and it has to be a real shot in the arm for this Giant ball club.
Right, Joe, and he had to be breaking out of it. A fellow like Cepeda that has been a great hitter since he's been in the Major League, you just can't hold him in shackles forever. And finally here today, he broke out against Whitey Ford. As you say, he's been the big man. A double and 2 singles. He's driven in 2 runs. The Giants have 5 runs on 9 hits. They've made 1 error. The Yankees, 1 run on 1 hit. That was a home run by Roger Maris, and they've committed 2 errors. So Jim Coates, a big, tall right-hander, will come on to do the pitching here in the 5th inning.
Coates relies heavily on a fastball. He has a kind of a herky-jerky delivery, and it's to his advantage. You can't pick up that ball any too soon on him. He throws a slider, but when he gets in the jam, he usually rears back and fires.
Well, he'll be facing Jimmy Davenport. Jimmy struck out his first time at bat. Then he singled and drove in a run in the 4th inning when the Giants scored 3 times. Runners at 1st and 3rd with 2 outs. The Giants lead 5-1. Here's the pitch. Ball outside, a curve breaking down and away. 1 ball and no strikes. Davenport, a right-handed batter. Yankees play him straight away and not too deep. Coates getting set. There's the 1-0 pitch. Way up high with this one. Alston Howard has to reach up to flag it down. A ball 2 and a no-strike count. Billy Pierce opened this inning with a ground ball to short. Harvey Keene single. Chuck Hiller single. A loose single for 1 run. Mays foul to the first baseman. Then Cepeda single to center field, driving in the 2nd run of the inning. Now it's a ball 2 and a no-strike count to Davenport. Coates delivers. He swings and fouls it off. This one will be out of play, back into the crowd. A ball 2 and a strike 1 count. Whitey Ford pitched the first 4 2/3 innings here today. Jim Coates now pitching in relief. Bud Daly, a left-hander, continues to throw in the bullpen for the Yankees. A ball 2 and a strike 1 count to Davenport. Here's the pitch. Way up high with this one. Another fastball above the bill of his cap. 3-1.
The way that Daly is warming up in that bullpen, George, and Ed Bailey, a good left-handed hitting fastball hitter, coming up next. Houck certainly wants Coates to get this Davenport, because Coates may not have a shot at Bailey, because he'll have to be matching strength against strength.
Jim gets set. Here's the 3-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up on the infield. Kubak and Richardson are both there, and Kubak made the catch after a collision behind the bag at second base. Jim Davenport hops to the shortstop. 2 runs in the inning, 2 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors, 2 men left, and the score at the end of 5 full innings of play, the Giants 5 and the Yankees 1. At the end of 5 full innings of play. The Giants, 5 runs on 9 hits. They've made 1 error. The Yankees have 1 run on 1 hit, and they've committed 2 errors. Billy Pierce, all the way for the Giants. Whitey Ford started for the Yankees. Jim Coates relieved him with 2 outs in the 5th inning. Leading off in the 6th for the Yankees will be Tony Kubek. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson, then Tom Trash. Tony has bounced to 2nd and bounced to 3rd in 2 trips. Pierce ready, and here's the first pitch. Ball outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tony was out on a good play by Davenport his last time. Jimmy went far to his left to come up with his ground ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A bouncing ball wide of first. Cepeda has it. Here's the throw to Pierce. He is out on a good play by Billy Pierce. Cepeda made a high throw to Pierce, who reached up on the dead run, made the catch, and stepped on the bag in front of Kubek. So there's 1 out, and the batter will be Bobby Richardson. Bobby has popped to the shortstop and bounced to 3rd in 2 trips. Little right-handed hitting second baseman waiting on Billy Pierce. Now Billy went into the windup and then stopped. Now he's ready. The pitch. Strike. He got a fastball over. 1 strike to Richardson. Billy into the windup. The pitch. Down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Boy, you couldn't ask for a finer baseball afternoon than we're having right here in San Francisco. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A ground ball to 3rd. Davenport has it on the big hop to throw to 1st. He's out. Bobby Richardson slammed one. 1 hop straight to Davenport at 3rd base. That's 2 down. And the batter will be Tom Thresh. Tommy has bounced to short and popped to 2nd in 2 trips. Tommy leads all the players in this series in number of hits. He has 8. Pagan has 7 for the Giants. Here's a bunt attempt. He missed the ball. 1 strike. I thought we might see a lot more bunting today with a wet infield, a wet grass, but very little so far. Pierce into the windup. Here's the pitch. Curve down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. The Yankees batting in the 6th inning. There's 2 outs with no one on. The Giants lead 5-1. The pitch to Trash. A ground ball hit to the 2nd baseman. Hiller has it to throw to 1st. He's out. Tommy Trash goes out 2nd to 1st. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the 1st half to 6th inning. The Giants 5 and the Yankees 1. Now we go into the bottom of the 6th inning. The Giants in front by a score of 5-1. Ed Bailey will lead off. He'll be followed by Jose Pagan. And then Billy Pierce. Jim Coates taking his warm-up tosses. Jim pitching in relief of Whitey Ford, who started this ball game for the Yankees. Bailey's 0-for-2. He's been to the plate in the 2nd inning and again in the 4th inning. Both times a strikeout victim against Ford. He had a big left-handed batter. Coates looking in to get the sign. Here's the 1st pitch. Ball, it's in tight. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Giants picked up 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. The Yankees got their lone run in the 5th inning, coming on a home run by Roger Maris. It's been the only hit off Billy Pierce. Jim didn't like the baseball. He tossed it in to Charlie Berry, getting a new one. Ed Bailey, the leadoff man. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jim ready. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball. Oops, strike, says Berry, getting the delayed call on that one. And Bailey didn't like the call. 1 ball, 1 strike.
And Bailey can come up with those good ones, too. I remember Dave Burkhart was working behind the plate the 1st pitch of the game. Bailey was catching, and all he said was, "Well, I see you're not going to have a perfect day today."
1 ball, 1 strike. Coach ready. The pitch. Strike 2. Got the fastball over the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. right down on the end of the bat, waiting. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, he struck him out. Bailey goes down swinging. It's one away, and the batter will be the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Jose has bounced to the shortstop and to the third baseman in 2 trips today. This little fellow leads the Giants in number of hits. He has 7. 7 for 16 right now. He's facing Coates for the first time today. The pitch is popped up outside of first base. Gowron is chasing it. He can't get it. This one about a step from the fence. Moose chasing it down the right field line and over near the stand. One strike to Pagan. I thought he was going to have a little help from one of the customers there for a moment, Joe. He was about to step out of the seats and make the play on it.
So it was all poised, ready to make the play. That's a little tough around that the box seats because it's still a bit soggy and you're kind of tiptoeing through the tulips when you go after those pop fouls.
Coats into the windup. Here's the one strike pitch. Ball, it's up high. He checked his swing. One ball, one strike. Moose was sort of walking along there like he was walking on eggs. And as you said, that turf is really wet under the grass. One ball, one strike to Jose Pagan. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants lead 5-1. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He foul tipped this one right into the mitt of Elston Howard.
Moose was going after that ball like Willie Jones. Remember Willie Jones of the Phillies?
I sure do.
Willie used to always say his feet hurt only when they touch the ground.
One ball and two strikes to Pagan. Coach ready? Here's the pitch. Foul ball. This one back on the screen. Still one ball, two strikes. One out with no one on here in the sixth inning. Charlie Berry tossing a new one out to Coates. Jim taking a little time. Whitey Ford, who started this ball game, working very fast for the Yankees, but Coates has slowed the pitching pace. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings and pops it up behind the plate. This one coming back just above our radio booth. Gary Giola was all poised and ready to make it.
How were you on those pop flies?
I was very good. I used to always holler, come on, third baseman, a lot of room.
Still 1-2 to Jose Pagan. Coates looking in to Elston Howard. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Got the fastball by him around the letters. Pagan goes down swinging. That's two down, and the batter will be Billy Pierce. He'll have a nice round of applause as he comes on. Here comes Billy, and listen to this applause. He's been quite a pitcher here this afternoon. Billy has a perfect record here in Candlestick Park. He's won 12 and lost none. And today, he leads the Yankees 5-1. Billy batting now with two outs and no one on. Hits a ground ball slowly to the shortstop. Kubek picks it up, goes to first, he's out. Billy broke his bat on that one. The Giants go out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of 6, San Francisco 5, New York 1. George Kell and Joe Garagiola back at Candlestick Park in San Francisco, where the Giants are leading the Yankees by a score of 5-1 at the end of 6. Here's the paid attendance here today, 43,948. 43,948, another capacity house here in Candlestick. Well, it'll be Mickey Mantle to lead off for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Roger Maris and then Elston Howard. Mickey has flied to center field, both trips to the plate. Here's the first pitch. Ball, it's down low. One ball or no strike. Mantle, a switch hitter, batting right-handed against the left-hander, Billy Pierce. Billy into the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and pops it up in the shallow center field. Hiller is going back on the grass, calling for it. He's got it. There's one away. Mickey Mantle pops to the second baseman in shallow center field.
Mickey just a bit disgusted when he popped it up. He just stayed at home plate, down on one knee, and cracked his favorite bat by pounding it into the ground, and you can hardly blame him. It's been a tough series for Mickey.
Roger Maris, the batter. Dodge is one for two. He slammed a home run back in the fifth inning to account for the only Yankee run. Pierce delivers a curve outside. One ball and no strikes. Maris hit a curveball for a home run back in the fifth, but it was an inside curve. The pitch, foul ball. This one coming right back almost into our radio booth. Well, we've had a couple of near misses here today. One ball, one strike. Don Larson, a big right-hander, is throwing in the bullpen for the Giants. The pitch to Maris, outside. Ball two and strike one. We're in the seventh inning. There's one out with no one on. The Giants lead 5-1. Pierce gets ready. The pitch. Down low, curveball breaking in the dirt. 3-1 to Roger Maris. Elston Howard waiting in the on-deck circle. The Giants scored three times in the fourth inning, two more in the fifth. The Yankees picked up their run in the fifth inning. Here starts his windup, and then he stops. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Inside, he walked him. Roger Maris draws a walk. It's the second walk given up by Pierce. It's a runner at first base with one out. And the batter will be the catcher, Elston Howard. Ellie popped to the first baseman back in the second inning. In the fifth inning, he was safe on an error by Jimmy Davenport. Pierce taking a little time as he looks in. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Blocked by Bailey. No chance for Maris to go down. One ball or no strikes.
With Larson warming up at the beginning of this inning, George, apparently Billy Pierce said something to his manager to kind of watch me. Maybe his arm getting a little tight. The good pitcher will do that. He'll give his manager a little bit of leeway.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball hit to third. Might be a double play. Down to second. Back to first. They got the double play. Third to second to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half of the seventh inning, the Giants 5 and the Yankees 1. Well, we move along into the bottom of the seventh inning. The Giants out in front of the Yankees by a score of 5-1. Will be the top of the batting order for San Francisco here in the seventh. Harvey Keene will lead off, followed by Chuck Heller and then Felipe Alou. Harvey had a single his last time at bat. That was back in the fifth inning, and his first hit in this World Series. He's 1-for-3 today. Jim Coates into the windup. Here's the pitch to Keene. Strike. He got a fastball over. Marshall Bridges, a left-hander, is throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. Bud Daly was throwing a little earlier. A pitch to Keene. Here's a drive to first base. Scourin picks it up on the first hop, steps on the bag, and Keene is out. Harvey reached out on a fastball and slammed it hard. A low liner, one hop, right straight to Bill Scourin. One away, and the batter will be Chuck Heller. Chuck's had two hits today and three trips. He has a total of seven hits in this World Series. First pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball around the knees. A one strike count. The Giants have out hit the Yankees here today, 9-1. The only hit off Billy Pierce has been a home run by Roger Maris. There's a one strike pitch. Ground ball gets to second base. Bobby Richardson has it to throw to first. He's out. Heller goes out, second to first. That's two down, and the batter will be Felipe Alou. Felipe has been on all three times today. Safe on an error in the first inning. Singled and scored a run in the fourth, and he singled again in the fifth inning. The single in the fifth inning drove in a run. floats into the windup, the pitch. He swings and hits a long drive. It is curving foul down the left field line. Alou had the distance on that one, but he got out in front. A one strike count. Giants batting in the bottom of the seventh. There's two outs with no one on. They lead the Yankees 5-1. Game number 7, if necessary, will be played right here tomorrow afternoon. Here's the pitch. Inside, a high inside fastball. Alou has to go down. One ball, one strike. And if we wanted to ask for our favorite type of weather, we'd ask for the same day that we're having right here today. There's a swing and a miss on a curve. One ball, two strikes. This is just a perfect baseball afternoon. Skies cleared here about 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Bright, sunshiny day yesterday, but the field was in no condition to play. And another fine afternoon. 1-2 to Philippe Alou. Coach ready. The pitch. Ball. It's up high. I'm leaving the count at 2-2. Yankees playing deep and around to the left. Alou taking a little time out of the box for a moment. Coach gets ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A ground ball hit to the second baseman. Richardson has it. But the first, he's out. Philippe Alou goes out, second to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of 7 full innings of play, the Giants 5 and the Yankees 1. Now we move along into the top of the 8th inning. The Giants leading 5-1. Marshall Bridges is throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. Jim Coates has left the bench and gone to the clubhouse in deep right field. So it looks like we'll have a pinch batter. Mark Coates here in the 8th inning. Bill Scourin will lead it off, followed by Boyer, and then Coates scheduled to be the third batter. But Coates has gone to the clubhouse in deep right field. Scourin has flied to center field, both trips to the plate. Yankees have but one hit off Billy Pierce. There's a fastball inside. One ball or no strikes. A 5-1 ball game. 5 runs on 9 hits for San Francisco. 1 run, 1 hit for the Yankees. Pierce delivers. Here's a fly ball hit deep to left. Keene is drifting back. He's got the room on this one. Now he's coming in a few steps. Makes the catch. That one was hit a mile high in the left field. Harvey was having a lot of trouble, not only with his sun, but with his high sky, Joe.
Not a cloud in that sky. None of those little angels to help the ball players. And on every pop fly and every fly ball, they not only flip the glasses, they've been shading with the glove, with their meat hand, getting all the help they can possibly muster. It's a tough play.
Here's Cletus Boyer. Fouled to the catcher in the 3rd inning, walked in the 5th. Pierce delivers a liner down the left field line. It's in there. This one rolling into the bullpen. Boyer around.
Watch, he'll be the batter for Jim Coates. Says out a couple of steps, and then he was called back by manager Ralph Houck, but now he's coming on.
The Giant bullpen jumps into action too, George. Larson and Odell at the first loud foul. They're up and at him.
So the Yankees have a runner at second base with one out. That was hit number 2 off Billy Pierce. And Hector Lopez, a right-handed batter, will come on to bat for Jim Coates. We're in the top of the 8th inning. The Giants are leading 5-1. Odell and Larson throwing in the bullpen for the Giants. Here's the pitch to Lopez. It's in the dirt. Nice pickup by Bailey. One ball and no strike.
Willie Mays asked Philippe Alou, the right fielder, to move closer towards the right field line. Although Lopez is a right-handed hitter, he hit that ball from center field over towards the right field line.
Pierce checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got a curveball over. 1-1 to Lopez. Jim Coates pitched to 7 batters here today, pitching in relief, and he retired all 7 batters. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High fly ball hit the right center field. Alou calling for it. Mays over there. Alou makes the catch. Boyer's going to hold on at second base.
Lopez drilling one into deep right center, but Alou with a lot of time to go back and get under it. So there's two outs, and the batter will be Tony Kubek. Well, they were playing him just about right. Mays was over in right center, and Alou playing deep and over near the line for Lopez as they were playing him to hit to right and right center field. Kubek's 0 for 3 today. Here's the first pitch. Strike, fastball in at the knees. Wade Boyer is down at second base with two outs. The Giants lead the Yankees 5-1 here in the eighth inning. Billy Pierce delivers down low. Fastball over the plate, but too low. One ball, one strike. Giants switch to left field for Kubek, shading him much as he did Lopez, just the opposite. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Here's a fly ball into left center. Keene racing in fast. Did he get it? No, it got away from him. Kubek is going to hold on at first base. Boyer comes in to score. Harvey Keene dived for the ball. He had it in his glove and it popped out, rolled away from him. It'll be a single for Kubek. Boyer coming in to score. Jim Honachick, the umpire at second base, raced out into left center to see if Keene still had the ball.
Kubek had some ideas, George, of going on over to second base, but Willie Mays, hustling and backing up the play, came up with that ball, and once Willie had it in his hands, Kubek scooted back to first base.
Well, that makes it a 5-2 ball game. Kubek at first base with two outs, and the batter, Bobby Richardson. Bobby's 0 for 3 today. He's popped to the shortstop, and twice he has bounced to third base. Pierce delivers outside. Fastball off the corner. One ball and no strike. The Giants 5 and the Yankees 2 here in the eighth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Now Larson has taken his seat in the bullpen for the Giants. And Stu Miller getting up to throw along with Billy O'Dell, the left-hander. Here's the 1-1 pitch. High fly ball in the left field. Keene coming in. Pagan going out. Keene shading his eyes. He's got it. Boy, it's giving him a lot of trouble out there today, but he stayed with it. The Yankees pick up one run in the inning on two hits. There were no errors, one man left, and the score at the end of the first half of the eighth inning. The Giants 5 and the Yankees 2. We're getting a new pitcher for the Yankees here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll be a left-hander, Marshall Bridges. He'll be pitcher number 3 for Ralph Houck today. Whitey Ford started. Jim Coates relieved in the fifth inning. And now Bridges here in the eighth inning. The Giants have 5 runs on 9 hits. They've made one error. The Yankees have 2 runs on 3 hits, and they've committed 2 errors. Now, Willie Mays will be the leadoff man, followed by Orlando Cepeda and then Jim Davenport. Willie's looking for his first hit today. Bounced into a double play, walk, and foul to the first baseman. 0 for 2 officially. The first pitch. Ground ball hit the third. Boyer knocks it down. Not going to be able to make a play. The ball took a little bit of a bad hop to Boyer. Popped out of his glove and is scored as a single for Willie Mays. At the last moment, the ball seemed to come up on Boyer just as he was set to field it. Popped out of his glove and Mays is given an infield single. The 10th hit for the Giants. A runner at first base with no one out. Here's Cepeda. He swings and fouls it back. One strike to Orlando. Cepeda's had a double and 2 singles today. He scored 1 run and driven in 2. Luis Arroyo throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. Arroyo, left-hander. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. One ball, one strike. 5-2, the Giants leading. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Willie Mays at first base with no one out. Here's the pitch. High fly ball behind shortstop. Kubek is calling for this one. Shades his eyes and he makes the catch.
Cepeda pops to the shortstop. It's one away, and the batter will be Jimmy Davenport. Jimmy's had one hit today in three trips. This fellow's made some fine plays at third base this afternoon. Marshall Bridges looking in. Here's the pitch. Curveball, he swings and misses. One strike to Davenport. The Yankees back on the infield with the exception of Scourin, who holds against the runner at first base. Willie's getting a big lead. The pitch is outside. One ball, one strike.
Willie has that green light to go anytime he gets a good jump, and he's been building up that lead. He didn't want to take the bat out of Cepeda's hands, but with Davenport up there, you can look for anything.
Bridges checks his runner. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Foul ball. This one off to the right. Willie gave a bluff as if he were going, and Davenport swung trying to hit the ball into right field. A lot of batters can see the runner going, and then they make a hit-and-run play out of it. Just push the ball behind him, and it looked like that's what Jimmy was trying to do. He thought Willie was on his way, but May stopped. One ball, two strikes. Arroyo throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. All quiet in the Giant bullpen. There goes the runner. Here's the throw down to second base. He is safe. The ball got away from Bobby Richards. He reached up for a high throw. Ready to put the tag on Willie, and it popped out of his glove. So Mays at second base with one out. It's a ball two and a strike two count to Davenport. Be no error on the play. It'll be a stolen base for Willie. Jimmy Davenport waiting on Marshall Bridges. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul ball. This will be out of play back into the upper deck. Still 2-2. The wind is picking up a little bit. It's blowing from the left field corner into right field.
With the right-hand hitter Davenport up there, Kubek is playing near the hole, and Willie only has to watch Bobby Richardson. He's able to get a big, big jump off second base.
Bridges steps off. He bluffs Willie back at second. Mays taking a big lead. The 2-2 pitch. High pop fly behind second. Richardson drifting back on the edge of the outfield grass, waiting. He's got it. Davenport pops to second base. That's two down, and the batter will be Ed Bailey. Ed has struck out three times today. Twice against Whitey Ford and once against Jim Coates, facing Marshall Bridges for the first time. The Giants lead 5-2. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got the curve by him. One strike. Giants have out-hit the Yankees 10-3. Bridges gets set. The pitch. A swing and a miss. Got the fastball by him this time. Strike two to Bailey. Willie Mays is on at second base with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bailey taking a little time. Steps out of the box. Heads right down on the end of the bat. Bridges checks his runner. The pitch. There's a long belt that is curving foul down the right field line. Bailey getting out in front on the fastball, pulling it foul. Still strike two. Well, if there's a seventh game here tomorrow, the pitchers more than likely will be Bill Stafford for the Yankees and Jack Sanford for the Giants. Here's the two-strike pitch. A ground ball hit to the second baseman. Richardson moves in, flips the first. He's out. Bailey goes out, second to first. No runs on one hit. There were no errors. One man left. And the score at the end of eight, the Giants 5 and the Yankees 2. We've had a lineup change for the Giants here in the ninth inning. Matty Alou has gone in to play left field in place of Harvey Key. And we've just been notified that the starting pitchers tomorrow will be Ralph Terry for the Yankees and Jack Sanford for the Giants in case of a seventh ball game. Matty Alou has gone in to play left field in place of Keene here in the ninth inning. Tom Trash will be the leadoff man, followed by Mickey Mantle and then Roger Maris. The Giants are leading 5-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Trash is looking for his first hit today. He's bounced to short, popped to second, and bounced to the second baseman. Here's Reddy, and here's the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back. This one hit Bailey on the foot. Rolls off to the right. A one-strike count. So if there is a seventh game tomorrow, it'll be Terry against Sanford, a couple of right-handers. Here's a one-strike pitch. Foul ball. It's back in the crowd. Strike two to Trey. Tommy taking a little time before he gets back into the box. A switch hitter batting right-handed against Billy Pierce. Billy into the windup. Here's the two-strike pitch. Ball, it's up high. One and two. The Giants 5, the Yankees 2. We're in the ninth inning. Pierce ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Here's a fly ball hit into left center field. Mays and Alou moving over, and Alou makes the catch. Willie sliding down to get out of the way of Matty Alou as he raced into left center to get the fly ball off the bat of Tommy Trace. That's one out, and the batter will be Mickey Mantle. Twice, Mickey has flied to center field, and in the seventh inning, he popped to the second baseman. So Billy has had Mickey hitting the ball up the middle all day into the air. One out in the ninth inning. There's no one on. Pierce gets ready. The pitch to Mantle. Here's a fly ball hit the center field. Mays moving over. He's there. Makes the catch. Mickey Mantle for the third time today flying to Willie Mays in center field. Well, that's two outs, and it leaves it up to Roger Maris. Lodge is 1-for-2. He bounced the second in the second inning. He had a home run in the fifth and drew a walk in the seventh inning. Pierce delivers a curveball. It's in there. One strike to Maris. Lodge didn't like the call on that one too much. Stepped out of the box for a moment, says something to Charlie Berry. Gets back in. Here's the pitch. Pass ball. It's in there. Over the outside corner. Strike two to Maris. We're in the top of the ninth inning. There's two outs with no one on. The Giants lead 5-2. Billy Pierce getting ready. Here's the pitch. Ball. It's up high. One ball, two strikes. Billy Pierce has allowed but three hits here today. He's been a great pitcher for the Giants, as he has all year long. Veteran left-hander gets ready. The 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Roger Maris strikes out, and Billy Pierce has done it again. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. The final score of this ball game: the Giants 5, the Yankees 2. Well, Billy Pierce pitching the World Series into another tie. It's all even at 3 games apiece. And Joe, another great victory for a great little left-hander.
Yes, sir, George. He's been a perfect pitcher here at Candlestick Park. He was tremendous in the playoff to get the Giants into the World Series. And in that big must game this afternoon, it was Billy Pierce all the way. And in approximately 2 hours, he has tied up this series. And it sets the stage for the big seventh game tomorrow, when it'll be Jack Sanford for the Giants. And it'll be Ralph Terry for the New York Yankees. The stage is all set for the big seventh game tomorrow afternoon. The line score for the San Francisco Giants this afternoon: 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. Billy Pierce all the way for the win. For the Yankees, 2 runs, only 3 hits, 2 errors. Whitey Ford is the loser. The big hitting star was Orlando Cepeda, 3-for-4. Felipe Alou had 2 base hits. Chuck Hiller had 2 base hits. The home run by Roger Maris was the only home run in the ballgame. That came in the fifth inning. Our NBC engineer this afternoon, Don Hall. Our NBC producer is Hal Ashby.
And that wraps up the sixth 1962 World Series game. The score, the Giants 5 and the New York Yankees 2.